Welcome to the Accenture Podcast Series, Keys to the Kingdom, Mastering High Performance BPO. The key to today's discussion is making change management a priority.
Hello, and welcome to a discussion of how some BPO relationships rise above the ordinary and become high performance. I'm Leslie Wilcox from the Outsourcing Unit at the London School of Economics, where Professor Mary Lassity and I have been working with the Everest Group and Accenture on a comprehensive research initiative. According to our research, one of the keys to the kingdom of high performance in business process outsourcing is making change management a priority. Across all of our research streams, change management was indicated as one of the most important practices associated with high-performance BPO outcomes. 88% of companies working within a high-performance BPO relationship regard change management as important, compared with 62% of typical performance. A significant difference. However, the execution gap was much wider. 77% of high performers successfully executed their change management programs, compared with just 34% of typical performers. And the largest difference between high-performance BPO relationships and typical relationships was measured in the long-term ability to adapt to change, that is, continual change management, not just the transition period at the beginning of the relationship. In our research, nearly 85% of high-performance businesses said they proactively refine their objectives as the relationship matures, compared to just 40% of typical performers. So it's fair to say that high-performance businesses create organizations that are change-capable, and they seek this same capability in their suppliers. It's clear from our research that both parties need to focus on pinpointing the changes needed for gaining and sustaining high performance, and then concentrate on driving those changes into all the ways the work gets done. Let's talk about how that happens from the transition to the long run through transformational leadership and managing changing objectives. At the beginning of a BPO relationship, there is a transition period for both parties in the relationship. Our research found that providers who come to the table with experience backed by proven transition methodologies are critically important to effective execution of change management programs. One of our research participants put it this way. During implementation, the first element we have really benefited from is our service provider's methodology for doing the transfer. We have people from our provider participating here who had experience with this type of project before. They came with a solid methodology for managing the project and the planning, all these elements that we would not necessarily have done as well without them. He also emphasized the importance of both parties understanding how the operations are running from the requisitions to the purchase order, and even after that on a step-by-step basis. So in transition, high-performing BPO relationships are distinguished by their supplier capabilities in change management, their joint ownership of change management, and the importance assigned to change management across all key stakeholders. The second area we want to look at is the role of transformational leadership. Our research indicates that all high-performance BPO deals possess transformational leaders. We learn that they're not always identified and in place at the beginning of the process. Sometimes they are brought in or they emerge to deal with problems, to reinvigorate performance, or to rethink the relationship and move it towards business and strategic outcomes. Whether they're in place from the beginning or come in later, transformational leaders have these attitudes and behaviors in common. They're focused on where they want to be, not where they are. They exude a spirit of togetherness. They are open and honest about all operational issues. They diagnose problems and fix them rather than assigning blame. They focus on outcomes above all else, doing what's best for the client organization first, and then arriving at a commercially equitable agreement later. They act fast to remove or work around obstructions stemming from people, processes, or contracts, and they feel secure and confident in their partner's goodwill and intentions. In high-performing BPO deals, both client and provider leaders have the right chemistry to leverage their relationship. Just as important, however, both leaders need to have credibility, clout, and power within their organizations. Now let's take a look at managing changing objectives within a BPO relationship. Our research tells us that BPO arrangements are arenas of restlessness and progressiveness. For high-performance organizations, the outsourcing contract is often considered out of date not long after the ink dries. In such an evolving world, leaders in high-performing BPO relationships excel at seeing governance structures and processes as flexible means to achieving dynamic business ends. And they never lose sight of more long-term and increasingly strategic outcomes to be pursued by both parties. As one Accenture account executive told us, it is all about the commitment and openness, looking to create a strategic plan together, and having transparency as to where they are going with their business and how we can help in those types of discussions. We'll conclude our discussion with a look at change management for the long run. In the BPO relationship between BP and Accenture, BP set out to transform its business services globally over a 3-year period from 2009 to 2012. As a very decentralized organization, BP was missing opportunities to standardize the way they did things across the organization. The two parties established a context for change based on more strategic goals, tight deadlines for change, new transformational leadership, and a practical change management tool. Their provider now supports some key activities across many business units, giving them an overview of where BP could be doing things more efficiently. How to continuously improve and standardize the things they do, said a BP senior executive, is exactly what a provider should be providing. A high degree of collaborative engagement between the parties then drove key business changes for BP. While Accenture expanded its scope of services, achieved top-tier employee satisfaction, and increased performance levels. And so, from the transition to planning for the long run, with strong transformational leadership and management of changing objectives, high-performing BPO clients communicate clearly and frequently to their business users, and they deploy their best people for transition and project teams. High-performance BPOs not only place greater emphasis on change management, they are also vastly more successful in executing change management plans as compared to typical BPOs. Finally, high-performance organizations appoint suppliers with strong change management capabilities, but clients jointly own the change process. For all these reasons, in the Keys to the Kingdom for Mastering High-Performance BPO, we've made a prominent place for the key of making change management a priority.
Thank you for listening. For more information on the High Performance and BPO Research Series, please visit Accenture.com/High Performance BPO. Again, that is Accenture.com/High Performance BPO.